And 107.5 FM, W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The toll of the California wildfires growing as more people are being found after being reported missing. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles with the latest.
The number of victims killed in these wildfires is now up to 24, 16 on the Eaton Fire and 8 on the Palisades Fire. In many cases, the victims were elderly or disabled, and they could not get out of their homes in time as the flames came racing through last week. At least 16 people are missing, mostly from the Eaton Fire.
The Eaton Fire is the one that consumed Altadena. The Santa Ana winds expected to pick up again between now and Wednesday. Red flag fire warnings up for the next 3 days. Some of President-elect Trump's nominees are gearing up to face lawmakers on Capitol Hill this week. 14 confirmation hearings are scheduled starting tomorrow. President Biden will speak this afternoon on his foreign policy record over the past 4 years, and Donald Trump will be sworn in 1 week from today. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again reminding residents to exercise caution when walking on frozen bodies of water with snow on the ground across the state. According to a press release, the winter weather may give residents the impression that local lakes or ponds are frozen enough to walk on, but that snow could cause them to miss potential hazards. Ice thickness varies greatly in different bodies of water, and residents should check with local organizations like fishing clubs for the latest information on ice safety. A recent study by the American Journal of Medicine found that alcohol-related deaths more than tripled in Wisconsin between 1999 and 2020. According to the report, there were 356 alcohol-related deaths in the state in 1999, but nearly 1,100 in 2020. Those numbers include both short-term causes like alcohol poisoning and long-term conditions like liver disease. Alcohol-related deaths across the entire country only doubled over that same span, showing the Midwest and Wisconsin specifically outpacing the rest of the country. A lawsuit filed by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce that challenged regulations on concentrated animal feeding operations was dismissed by a Polk County judge on Thursday. Under the regulations, the factory farms are required to develop plans for responsible management of manure disposal, air pollution, and other environmental concerns before opening or expanding. WMC has filed a number of lawsuits across the state targeting similar regulations, including one challenging a law requiring polluters to clean up PFAS contamination. A lawsuit over a conditional use permit for a campground in Spooner has been settled. According to court documents, the Spooner Lake Rehabilitation and Protection District had filed the lawsuit against North Camp Properties over environmental concerns. The organization had received a conditional use permit from Washburn County to build a 200-site RV park near Evergreen Lakes. Under the settlement, both parties agreed to dismiss all claims, and the Spooner Lake District agreed to pay over $11,000 in attorney fees. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers lose to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers fell behind early and lost to the Eagles 22-10 to bring Green Bay's season to an end. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
You can't start the way we did and to fumble the opening kick and then turn it into a touchdown and be set down 7-0 from the jump. You know, it was obviously too much to overcome. But I appreciate the heck out of our guys in that locker room. Those guys show up every day with a great attitude, great energy, and compete. And I thought our guys competed to the final whistle.
Quarterback Jordan Love threw 3 interceptions in the game and was asked what happened to the Packers' offense in losses to Minnesota, Chicago, and now Philadelphia.
I'm not sure. You know, it's something that we'll look at and figure out in the offseason to clean up. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just comes down to executing and making plays out there and just wasn't good enough.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks 140-106. New York's Jalen Brunson with 41 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's cold out there this morning. The wind chill close to 20 below, and we're going to keep that wind chill factor below zero all day here today. Partly cloudy, 4 above our high this afternoon. Tonight, another wind chill night with an actual low of 5 below. Tomorrow, sunshine 9 above. We're back to 25 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 8 below.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday, we'll talk about Wisconsin agricultural tourism. It's a big growing industry with planning underway for this year that includes a big old corn maze challenge.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. And as promised, I'm joined by State Attorney General Mr. Josh Call. Good morning to you, Attorney General Call. How you doing, sir?
Good. Good morning, Earl. It's good to be back on the program.
It's always good to see you and be around you because every time I see you, I think of your wonderful mother.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I had a great relationship with her. Beautiful, beautiful person. Let's talk about, you know, how long has it been now?
I've now been here about 6 years as Attorney General.
Wow.
And so halfway through my second term.
So let's talk about what a state attorney general does. What are your responsibilities?
Well, as Attorney General, I oversee the Wisconsin Department of Justice, and we've got about 800 folks who do a variety of things, fundamentally that are about protecting public safety and ensuring that justice is done in Wisconsin. So we've got a division that works on legal cases representing the state and everything from environmental enforcement to criminal cases to criminal appeals to constitutional challenges. We have a criminal investigative division that investigates crimes of statewide importance. We've got folks who support the work that law enforcement does around the state. We have the state crime labs. We have an office that works on school safety issues. We've got an office that supports crime victims. And we've got an office that focuses on open government. So, you know, if it relates to the court system and public safety, local law enforcement, DAs play a big role, but the DOJ is an important part of that.
Do you find, since the incoming president of the United States has been so critical of, if you're just joining us, my guess is State Attorney General Josh Call has really kind of trashed the judicial system. Your thoughts about that?
It's been really distressing to see the attacks from the incoming president on the judicial system. And it's not just him, by the way. It's others who support him who've attacked the system. The reality is that, you know, like any system, there are ways that we can work to improve the system we have in place. But we live by the rule of law, and that means that the law applies equally to everybody. And, you know, the jury system that we have is a good one. It works. It's been tested over centuries, literally. And, you know, to see somebody attacking it and then to have supporters get behind that is really an attack on our system of justice. And that's concerning because, you know, I know folks who work to keep our communities safe, to ensure that they're doing it in a way that is fair and just and equitable. And they make a difference. They make our communities safer. And when part of that system is attacked baselessly, that undermines the system as a whole.
You know, Attorney General Call, I have to say to you that it's more than troubling to me that as an average citizen, everyday citizen who, you know, believes in the law and who does everything within my power not to break the law, to see a man who is going to be the most powerful man in the world, who's done some things that have put him in a situation that he had to, you know, go before the law, and then to say that everybody involved with the law is against him personally. And what it does, Attorney General Call, to me, is it makes me frustrated because it's supposed to be equal. The law is supposed to be meted out equally. And just because somebody's name is Donald Trump shouldn't mean that he should get a pass. Am I far off base?
You know, the principle that the law applies equally to everybody is so fundamental to our system of justice and to making the system work. And, you know, for a long time, people use the phrase that nobody is above the law, and they shouldn't be. Nobody should be treated favorably, but they also shouldn't be treated unfavorably by the legal system. And, you know, unfortunately, it appears as though President Trump or the incoming President Trump is going to avoid responsibility for some of his actions.
Many things.
Now we can't undo what's been done, but what we can do is fight to restore that principle that the law applies equally to everybody. And, you know, I'm concerned by some of the things we've seen with this incoming administration. There have been talks about potentially weaponizing the justice system to target political opponents of the incoming president. There have been a lot of concerning statements from the appointee to lead the FBI, Kash Patel. So protecting our system's integrity and ensuring that it is being applied equally and fairly is something that's going to be critical in the years ahead. And, you know, I plan to be part of that effort, and I'm confident we will see lots of others step up as well.
Let me ask you about guns. You know, I live in a city where it's easier for a 14-year-old to get a gun than it is a job. And I don't, for the life of me, Attorney General Call, understand why we can't get laws that make sense, gun laws that make sense, and i.e. the gun show loophole, which to me is moronic. So a person can come into a gun show and bring their guns, a private citizen, and sell those guns, and they're walking around in a place where licensed dealers are selling guns as well. And those licensed dealers do background checks and waiting periods. But the individual can sell that gun to anybody without any background. How does that make any sense, Attorney General Call? And why can't we ever get that changed? The majority of the American people don't own guns. The minority does. Why can't the majority get those common sense gun laws passed?
Well, first, the system we have with background checks doesn't make sense. You're absolutely right about that. You know, we at the Department of Justice conduct background checks on handgun purchases. We conduct hundreds of thousands of them every year. And that's not infringing on anybody's Second Amendment rights. We're committed to protecting those rights and the right to bear arms. And it's also important to note that this is not an issue that's about gun owners versus non-gun owners, because both gun owners and people who don't own guns broadly agree that we need common sense gun safety measures. And so, you know, just to add to your example about the gun show loophole, right now in Wisconsin, somebody can sell a gun out of the trunk of their car to a total stranger, and there's no background check that needs to be conducted, and there's nothing that law enforcement can do to step in. That doesn't make any sense when we've got rules in place that ensure that only people who are not, for example, convicted felons are permitted to own firearms. Now, the reason that that hasn't made progress in the state and other similar measures, common sense measures, is because of politics. We've had Republicans in the legislature block progress on these issues. And throughout my time as Attorney General, I've called for some common sense measures like universal background checks. Now, here's the encouraging thing. For the first time in over a decade, we have a legislature that was elected on fair maps. And in the state Senate, the margin is now 18 to 15. And there are going to be some, you know, closely contested elections in 2 years. And the assembly, the margin is much smaller than it had been. And so, you know, those legislators in districts that are, you know, 50-50 type districts, I hope that they're going to consider what their constituents want and act to represent the majority of folks in the state and pass some common sense measures. But so far we haven't had a hearing on that. And, you know, I intend to call on, and I hope others do as well, Republicans in the majority in the legislature to start having hearings on these issues so we can start working together and making some progress.
You know, Attorney General Cole, it frustrates me to no end as I watch the blood of children running in the streets of Milwaukee, and that there are people who are selling guns out of the trunk of their car to children. And the fact that that is not illegal, you know, really is more than outrageous and outlandish. And yet many people in this state don't even understand that that takes place almost on a daily basis. If you don't have a criminal record, I don't have a criminal record, Attorney General Call, I could sell guns if because I don't have that record. So I can buy guns, I can have them brought to my home, via Amazon or any of those people, and then turn around and sell guns to anybody. It's been that way forever, and it, like I said, it's more than frustrating that we haven't been able to get that fixed.
Yeah, now there are some protections in place. There are restrictions on when, you know, on juveniles, for example. But it's a way too loose right now, in a way that doesn't ensure that people are protected and that we keep firearms out of the hands of people who we know to be dangerous. And we've got to change that.
Yeah, you know, so I want to talk a little bit about the abortion issue. You know, people thought that maybe because it wasn't such a big issue in the national presidential election, where are we at with the abortion issue in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, first, it's important, I think, to sort of give a little background on what's happened since Roe v. Wade was overturned. You know, there was federal constitutional protection for access to safe and legal abortion for nearly 50 years. And people relied on that for a long time. Now, when Roe was overturned, in Wisconsin, there was debate about whether this law that dates back to 1849 made it illegal, a crime, for somebody to obtain an abortion or somebody to provide an abortion. We went to court and fought back against that.
So Attorney General Call, I got to get you to hang on 1 second. 855-752-4842. My guest is Attorney General Josh Call of the state of Wisconsin. And we're going to continue the conversation, especially on abortion. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
American history comes to life at the Amory Library. Join us for History Night at the Amory Library, coming up on January 23rd at 6 p.m. This month, Crazy Horse, Custer, and the Battle of the Greasy Grass. It's History Night at the Amory Library. Join us on January 23rd at 6 p.m. Contact the Amory Library for more information.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
All right. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. That's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. My guest is Attorney General Josh Call. Attorney General Call, you were explaining where we are with the abortion issue.
That's right. So we went about 15 months without access to safe and legal abortion in Wisconsin, and that meant that women in Wisconsin who needed care in some cases couldn't get the health care they needed, or it was delayed. Now, fortunately, we got a court ruling that concluded that that 1849 law does not apply to abortion. And that case is now before the state Supreme Court. They heard oral argument, and we're now awaiting a decision. And I expect we'll hear from the court either this winter or this spring, and hopefully get some resolution on that issue. But having the legislature repeal that 1849 law to get rid of any possibility that in the future some court will overturn a favorable decision here, I think is really key. So this remains an issue that is contested, and you know, we're going to keep fighting to protect women's reproductive freedom in Wisconsin.
You know, Attorney General Call, this is, you're going into, you know, your third year and your second term. What do you think are the most important issues that you faced, you know, in your time as the Attorney General?
You know, there are so many issues that we work on, and public safety is always top of mind for us, keeping our communities safe. You know, we investigate and prosecute serious crimes. So, you know, last year, for example, there was a case that was investigated by our Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, along with the Whitefish Bay PD. Milwaukee DA's office prosecuted it. And the defendant in that case got a sentence for some very heinous crimes of 59 years. And it's one example of many of how we get our make our communities safer. And the good news is we're starting to see a drop in homicides and violent crime, but we need to make more progress. But it's also about protecting consumers. We recently announced an agreement with Barada Properties, for example, a proposed agreement with one of the largest housing providers, in, I believe, the largest in the Milwaukee yes. area. And those are going to help that agreement, if it gets approved, will help improve conditions for renters, make it less likely that people will be evicted, and provide meaningful improvements for folks who face those challenging circumstances.
Let me ask you, the incoming president says he's going to basically rid the nation, including the state of Wisconsin, of all illegal immigrants. Have you found that illegal immigrants have committed more crimes, you know, per person than the Wisconsin state residents?
No, you know, the data shows the opposite. And look, nobody wants anybody to be who's a dangerous criminal to be in the country illegally. And having some common sense border security measures, I think, is something we can rally a bipartisan group behind. But the demonization of people that we've seen from Donald Trump is deeply concerning. And here in Wisconsin, look, our dairy industry and the agricultural industry more broadly, it would collapse if there was the kind of mass deportation effort that Donald Trump has been talking about. And, you know, we're going to make sure that people are treated fairly and that their rights are protected. And if you have an indiscriminate sweep of people, it also puts the rights of American citizens at risk. People can be the system does not always work perfectly. And so making sure that we are ensuring that people's rights are upheld is part of what we need to do as we move forward.
You know, I heard Donald Trump make a statement, Attorney General Call, that if, you know, the Dreamers and they have, you know, family members who are illegal, that the family member is going to be sent back and they want to make sure that he keeps the family together. So he's going to send the dream back as well. I mean, just nonsensical statements coming out of his mouth.
Yeah, you know, the borders are that Trump has appointed seems to have really concerning views. And as you said, you know, making sure that the rights of American citizens are protected is fundamental. But the Dreamers are a great example of why the approach that Trump has at least talked about is concerning. I mean, these are folks who came here as kids, who have worked hard, who have played by the rules. And, you know, making sure that these folks who are contributing to our communities in so many ways, that we continue to protect their rights, is something that the vast majority of Americans support. Now, you know, we'll see what the Trump administration ultimately does. There's been a lot of talk, but we'll see what actions ultimately come from this administration. But we need to make sure we're watching it closely so that the rights of folks are protected.
It is. So what are some of the other things quickly that you want to focus on in this coming year?
Well, we're going to keep working to protect Wisconsinites and to ensure that justice is done. And so that includes working to keep our communities safe. You know, we've done a lot of work relating to the opioid epidemic and holding big pharmaceutical companies accountable for their role in that epidemic. The Department of Health Services, for instance, just announced a grant from some of those settlement funds that's going to go to the ICC to support residential treatment programs for folks struggling with addiction. But we're going to keep working to help make a difference in the lives of Wisconsinites and to protect people's fundamental rights.
You know, Attorney General Call, it's always great to have you on, and hopefully it won't be so long the next time. Keep up the good work, and I look forward to another great year, and, the fight continues.
Thanks for having me on the program, Earl.
All right, thank you. That's Attorney General Josh Call of the state of Wisconsin. You know, up next, we're going to talk about the politrickster of the day and many other things on a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin residents who want to try their hand at a classic winter activity will be able to do so for free this weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be hosting their free fishing weekend across the state on Saturday and Sunday, giving residents of all ages the chance to fish state waters without a license or fish stamps. Other fishing restrictions like bag and size limits or species restrictions will remain in effect. Residents should check with local organizations for good fishing locations and ice safety updates. A projection from the Wisconsin Department of Administration found that the state's population is expected to decline over the next 25 years. According to the report, Department of Administration officials expect a population loss of about 200,000 people by 2050. Researchers evaluated decreasing fertility rates and an increasing average age of the state population. Rusk, Polk, and Price counties are among those expected to suffer the largest population declines, ranging from 22% to nearly 28%. The Barron County Executive Committee has expressed unanimous support for a project to bring broadband to underserved communities. Officials with Brightspeed presented their proposal to the committee at their meeting last week and seek to fund the project through the State Public Service Commission's Broadband Equity Access and Development Program. Officials say receiving the letter of endorsement from the committee increases the likelihood of receiving grant funding for the projects to expand the essential connectivity services. A Duluth man has been taken into custody following a stabbing incident on Thursday afternoon. According to the Duluth Police Department, the stabbing occurred around noon on East 3rd Street near Central High School. The victim was taken to the hospital with one stab wound, and authorities have not released an update on their condition. A 24-year-old suspect was arrested shortly after the stabbing. Authorities are still investigating the incident to determine if anyone else was involved, but say there is no further threat to the public. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After meeting on the set of School of Rock over two decades ago, two students are tying the knot. When they were just 10 years old, Angelo Massagli, also referred to as Tough Guy in the film, and Caitlin Hale, a.k.a. Blondie, met while auditioning for the Jack Black film. The child actors connected again in 2018. By then, they had both left acting behind. Massagli is a lawyer, and Hale is now an OBGYN sonographer. The paths we take. Zombie and or Cillian Murphy fans might be upset to know that the actor will not appear in the film 28 years later. There was speculation Cillian's character Jim might be in the new installment when a preview dropped with a zombie that had striking similarities to Murphy. The Oscar-winning Oppenheimer star confirmed he is not in the new film, but is open to appearing in future 28-day films. This third installment is actually the first film in a new trilogy. 28 years later opens in June of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's cold out there this morning. The wind chill close to 20 below, and we're going to keep that wind chill factor below zero all day here today. Partly cloudy, four above our high this afternoon. Tonight, another wind chill night with an actual low of five below. Tomorrow, sunshine 9 above. We're back to 25 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below zero.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey K., will join us. Are Republicans really planning $5 trillion in spending offsets to Medicare and the ACA to fund tax cuts for the rich? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. I can tell you, we're 7 days or so away from, Donald Trump being sworn in as the President of the United States once again. And it's, it really is pretty unbelievable. When he had a guy like Mike Pence, quiet man, who, whether you like him or not, was a man who, lived his faith. And now you imagine kind of what it's going to be with a guy like J.D. Vance standing next to him. We haven't heard much from J.D. Vance since they won the election. And I don't know if it's because Donald Trump has made it clear to him that, you don't bark until I yank your chain. it's got to be kind of be what it is. Because, J.D. Vance is, nonstop talking before the election, and now he's silent. So you kind of wonder, I see he's kind of dressing the same way Trump is, red tie, white shirt, blue coat, this is where we're headed. So access to Trump and Vance is twice as expensive for donors at inauguration. Exclusive dinners with both the president and vice president-elect will cost $1 million. If you want to, be at the inauguration, it's going to cost twice what it cost the last time Trump was the president. Now, you gotta ask the question, why would somebody, donors, want to sit down and have, lunch or dinner with Trump? They've got to pay $1 million in order to be there. Well, you think they're doing it out of the goodness of their hearts? Or is it that there's something that they want from him? Now, the top-tier package provides donors and lobbyists seeking to curry favor with the second Trump administration with two tickets to a dinner with the vice president-elect and six tickets to the candlelight dinner where Trump will be in attendance. That's what you get for your $1 million investment. And then... I gotta say this, before we do this, let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Hey, good morning to you, Brendan. How you doing, man?
I'm scared, but anyway, we're for sale, or the White House is for sale because Donald Trump's collecting his toll. And I wanted to mention, I just read an article, the people of Texas that own companies that all voted for Trump down there, well, they're in a panic because they just realized that the immigration issue may cost them all their labor.
Yes.
And they won't be able to run their companies. So, FAFO, right? What are you going to do? So, yeah, but we're definitely for sale. And the president of no wars threatening to take over Greenland and the Panama Canal, I just want to see how he's going to pull that off. That'll be interesting. But, let's face it.
Well, he's threatening to use – he's threatening to use the American military to go and take it.
Yeah, let's see how well that goes. What about the kitchen table? What about the kitchen table things? Grocery prices, energy prices, gas prices, the Ukraine war that was supposed to be stopped a day after he was elected. Is anybody waking up out there? I don't know. I don't know. I still see a lot of Trump stickers where I live here. And, you know, it's just terrible.
Well, you know, Brendan, the worst part of it is none of those people who voted for him are gonna hold them to any of those promises. They're not.
They're all just amazed with all the flashy objects he throws in their face, like, hey, taking over the Panama Canal and taking over. Hey, let's face it, Greenland isn't anything about the minerals and everything else that Greenland holds. We already have a military base in Greenland. The people of Greenland were forced to build. They weren't crazy about that idea. But with the warming going on, more of the ground in Greenland is available, and Greenland is rich in minerals and other things that can be mined from that country. And so I don't think the folks that the Dutch are going to just say, yeah, go ahead, take it. So it'll be interesting to see what this knucklehead does. But, you know, I just am scared for the fact that our country's for sale now.
Well, you know, man, anybody who is – well, here's what frightens me, Brendan. Democrats capitulating, right? I mean, what are they capitulating for? You know, this whole thing about we've got to come together as a nation. When Trump won the nomination, the first thing out of his mouth is, I'm going to bring this nation together. Joe Biden divided it. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
What has he done? Can you put your finger on anything that he's done or said to bring the nation together? It clearly is not the California issue, right? Because he's still pointing fingers as they twist and turn. And, you know, I was watching Governor, why can't I think, Newsom on Meet the Press yesterday in a conversation. And the things that Donald Trump has said, basically, you'll bow, right? If you want to get anything from me, you have to bow. What is that, man? You know, so all of those people, all of those American people who are going through that, and this lunatic, I'm sorry, doesn't have it in his heart to feel their pain, the families. So he points the finger, and if the governor doesn't do this, you're not going to get the support that you need. Man, you know, even the people who support him should be outraged by that kind of a statement.
Welcome to the fascist oligarchy.
All right, man, thank you very much for the call. Go ahead, CJ.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Earl. You know, I love your concern about money, but the Harris administration paid Beyonce $55,000 a second for her 3.5-minute rendition.
Hey, CJ, so it's okay for Donald Trump and J.D. Vance to charge $1 million to curry favor. Let me say this to you. Whatever they paid Beyonce, she's in no position. They couldn't curry any favor that would impact and affect the American citizens, like the people who are feeding at the trough of Donald Trump.
Well, he's not the president yet.
Well, he will be in 7 days. If he's not the president, then why are they feeding at the trough before he becomes the president? Why are they at Mar-a-Lago?
Because they can see that it's going to be there's a new sheriff in
town. Yeah, right.
It's called Frank. This isn't weakness like Biden Harris. They campaigned on the surge coming to our country. They denied it until Kamala knew that.
Hey, CJ, you have a tough time thinking independently. you want to talk about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, you're the first person who's mentioned Kamala Harris in almost a month. What is it about Kamala Harris? You got a smitten for her or something, man? Because she's not the president. She's not going to be the president. The guy we're talking about is going to be the president. Let's talk about him. But you live in an alternative world, man. You can't deal with reality.
Let's talk about Josh Call, the one who says that he's going to protect illegal immigrants. The first word, that's our...
Hey, you know what? Illegal immigrants and any human being should be protected from foolish people who have larceny in their hearts. If just because somebody is an illegal immigrant doesn't mean that they don't have human rights.
Well, they shouldn't have. We're not saying that.
Well, what are you saying?
Illegal. Underline the word illegal,
Earl. Hey, CJ, what you fail to understand is your hero who promised to get rid of all of those illegal immigrants, he lied to you. He's not going to do it. He can't do it. And yet you still believe that. You still believe that because, man, you have no independent thought. You follow the game plan. It doesn't matter if you're walking off the end of a plank. You're going to continue to follow the game plan. Go ahead.
It's going to be a case-by-case basis, and it should be.
Okay, so if it's a case-by-case basis, you know how many people there are, man, in this country illegally? How long do you think it's going to take to do that?
Well, there's 15 million more
okay.
due to this president.
Okay. Okay. All right, man. Enough. Fox News has blood on his hands as Trump twists the knife. On a per capita basis, California's gross domestic product is greater than the economies of the U.S., China, Germany, and Japan. Setting aside her per capita comparisons and measuring productivity in hard dollars, California's state economy ranks fifth in the world, just behind the national economies of those four countries. Home to 39 million people, California is also the most populous state in the nation. And so my politrickster of the day is none other than incoming President Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump has clearly stated that if Gavin Newsom doesn't bow, I mean, just think about this. Just try to think about what this man is saying before the world. All of those people in California, American citizens, won't get the support they need if Governor Newsom doesn't resign or bow to incoming President Donald Trump. 855-752-4842. We're going to talk about that on the Earl Ingram Show.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
The Badgers.
Sheets Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fleet.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed automatic voter registration into law in December of 2020 to begin in January of 2023. Pandemic, technical, and bidding delays ensued, but preparation for voter registration at the DMV and other state agencies has finally begun. The New York State Board of Elections approved a resolution in December 2024 authorizing the state's Department of Motor Vehicles and other state agencies to create voter registration forms and transmit that data to the Board of Elections database. The new system allows citizens to opt out of voter registration, but will otherwise register or change registration information during official transactions. Gotham Gazette reports that both the implementation of automatic voter registration, or AVR, and online voter registration, or OVR, were delayed as technical staff was diverted for pandemic-related IT projects. While the delays are frustrating, getting it right is critical. Early adopter Oregon recently discovered flaws in its very successful AVR system, with evidence that ineligible citizens and non-citizens were accidentally registered during state transactions. The state is in the process of a system-wide audit. Brennan Center for Justice finds AVR has increased voter registrations from 9% to 94% in jurisdictions around the country. We have more on AVR at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Yeah, Donald Trump is the politrickster of the day. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Mike. Thank you for the call. You say what?
I say it's cold outside. Yeah. But thanks for taking my call. Hey, real quick. If we have a serious issue of any kind, all we have to do is prepare, build up, and execute. But we've had this antiquated immigration system that many of us on both sides of the aisle have been trying to update for really decades. And it's been the politricksters, using your term, that have gummed up this whole system for political points. So here we are, Earl. We're in a system that it takes between 7 and 8 years to go through in order to go through the system. Most of the perpetrators, if you will, are here on expired visas. So there is a paperwork and processing that can occur to follow up and follow through. But the resources to do so aren't there. The facilities to do so aren't there. And the other thing is, I kind of think it's ironic, is we're not talking amnesty, and we should be. You know, if we've got, again, whether it be the Dreamers or you know, their families, and these people can prove that they've been productive and kept their nose clean, what's wrong with opening up our arms and welcoming them, especially if they're already established to a certain degree within their industry? But no, Donald Trump, right before he left office in his first administration, he closed processing centers. He closed border facilities. He closed in-country processing facilities, in Central America and in South America, that we had set up to handle the processing, improve the processing. So, again, what we have here, unfortunately, is a situation where they continue to build the system to fail, not to succeed. They're ensuring this conflict to go on and on, hey, so you and I are always stuck in this.
Hey yeah. Mike, I wish I had more time. I got to reach out to you. I'll reach out to you later on this morning. Thank you very much for the call. Tom from L.A.
Yeah, I am sure that if we check in the back of CJ's family heritage, there probably were some illegals here originally as well, or some undocumented people, if you want to put it that way. I love how these right-wingers call, and they actually work the ref. You ever notice the first thing they say is, you're never giving me enough time. Oh, you're going to cut me off. No one else says that except them, and they actually get more time than anybody else. What I wanted to say, Earl, is that Democrats have got to get some type of foundation put in place where they can go on daily and talk and put their actual authority figures, whether it's Gavin Newsom, whatever governor it is, and give a daily update of what's going on because of all the misinformation that is out there. Just like with these fires out here in California and all of the misinformation. One thing Joe Biden did not do well is use the bully pulpit. We need to have a bully pulpit, and they should call it bullypulpit.com, where all of our elected leaders can go on there and actually spew truth instead of this fiction that people hear every day.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't, you know, why do the Democrats not have that? They have the money. Okay.
I don't understand it myself. That's why I want to ask a Democratic leader. Why the hell do they not have where when someone says something, you push back immediately? Because there's so much misinformation out there, so much crap out there, that they really need to develop their own bully pulpit. Because you know Donald Trump will be on the TV every day.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for the call. We're just at a point in time where we got to figure this out. We're going to keep hammering away at it. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Up next, Jane Madnair, Greg Bach, Madnair on Air. I'll be back on tomorrow with Sandy Williams. You've been tuned in to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Maggie Dawn.
Why should you care that the North Carolina Supreme Court just stopped the election and seating of a liberal justice to the North Carolina Supreme Court? We discuss next at 2 p.m.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After making some progress battling the wildfires that destroyed thousands of homes and killed 24 people in the Los Angeles area, firefighters are preparing for a return of dangerous winds that could again stoke the flames. ABC's Alex Stone is in L.A.
Another round of Santa Ana winds is coming in. That is the last thing firefighters and the people who live around here need, that it has just been nonstop Santa Ana winds for almost a week now, and here we go again.
35 states are reporting high numbers of COVID, RSV, the flu, and other respiratory illnesses. One of the main reasons, so many people gathering over the holidays and spreading viruses. Another, fewer people getting vaccinated. Confirmation hearings start this week for more than a dozen of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks. A new study analyzing over 50,000 food items sold by Walmart, Target, and Whole Foods finds 70% of them are ultra-processed. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.